Hare Krishna. We have this opportunity to experience so many wonderful auspicious days. I'm going to give a little history, as Toshan Krishna was talking, about the history of ISKCON. Myself, personally, I was not here when this construction took place. However, everyone knows that Japan played a very important role in providing funds for this temple and also some of the other temples. In 1973, I was sent to Japan to be the temple president. And there were three devotees there at that time. Banu was there, and then there was a Grihastha couple and one brahmachari. And nobody spoke Japanese except for Banu, who was Japanese-Canadian. He was more fluent than anyone. And none of the people in Japan spoke English. So we had books, Back to Godhead magazines, in English, and not everyone would go out every day to collect. It was only a couple of us that would go out and try to sell books, but because we didn't speak any Japanese, and the Japanese didn't speak any English, and our magazines were in English, it was, you know, a very difficult endeavor to make money. But I could see that there was a potential for making a lot of money because Japan has a population of half of the population of the United States in an area smaller than California. And so on any given day in the big city, when the crosswalks would change from red to green, there would be at least 20,000 people crossing the streets. So the opportunity to collect was very big. And so I didn't know what to do. And at that time, all of our books were being printed in Japan. And one visit to Tokyo, Srila Prabhupada had gone to this printer we were using. And he told the president of the company that you give this boy a visa. So that was me. He says, I want him to, you know, be my eyes here in Japan to, you know, communicate with me with what is progress is being done on the printing of my books. And at the same time, it gave us some legitimacy in Japan. So everyone else was there on tourist visas, and so I had a regular visa, so this means that I could open a bank account. And in Asia, unlike in the West where everyone signs and their signature is their bond, in Asia, everyone has a seal or a crest, a family seal. And so in order to open a bank account in Japan, I had to make a seal instead of giving my signature. So I made a circle carved out of wood with my kami name going around the outside, Charles Robert Paulin. That was my kami name. And in the center circle, I put Gopal Swami. And so I had this, and so any bank transaction, My seal would have to be affixed onto the papers. But our collections were very small, and Prabhupada had given us instructions that we must get our society registered, to be a registered society, just like in New York. We celebrate every year the registration of ISKCON. So this happens in every country, that the society has to be registered to be recognized. But in Japan, in order to register as a religious organization, you needed to own a piece of property. And we didn't have that. And so Prabhupada said, you collect for this. And collections were going very slow. We made very little money. And so little money was going into our bank. But in 1974, in Mayapur, they had the first Gaur Purnima festival. And because I had worked previously on that project and had left just as that building was almost complete, I went back for that festival and I met my two friends, Guru Kripa Swami and Yasodhananda Swami. And they were having a difficulty finding a place to go to collect money, because in the United States, nobody wanted them there, because they would come into the temples and do their really nice kirtan and steal all the brahmacharis. And so everyone, you know, was like the Radha Damodar temple did the same in that way. But anyway, so they were in India, and we were there together at the festival, the Gaur Purnima festival, and I told them, you should come to Japan. You know, 25 million people live in Tokyo, and you can make so much money. And they were thinking, Japan, okay, Japan. So I convinced them to come to Japan, but prior to coming, we needed a book. We needed something to sell, and I had brought a camera with me to the festival, and so we went out to the prasadam distribution area where the Food for Life program was going on, and we each grabbed a bucket and a spoon, and we walked up and down putting food onto the people's plates, and snapping pictures. So we had nice pictures. And then when went back to Japan, Banu wrote a little pamphlet explaining about the Hare Krishna movement. And we put this as a cover, me, Guru Kripa, and Yasodhananda serving food to all of the hungry Bengalis. And when we'd go out onto the street, the first thing that Namhata, Guru Kripa's boys, had to learn, they had to learn some Japanese. So the first thing they learned was Skoshi Kampa Anagashimas. Skoshi means a little, Kampa means donation, Anagashimas means please. So Skoshi Kampa Anagashimas. And they'd give him this, and then you say Ningin no Fukushio no Tami. Means, this is for the welfare and the benefit of mankind. And so they would show the picture, you know, just like it's not some bogus thing, and they'd say, then you'd point at your picture, see, there I am. I'm giving this food to these poor people. And so collections started coming in more and more. So I was temple president and also treasurer. And so at the end of each day, boys would bring their money to me, and I would begin counting it. And so at first it was not so hard, I'd count, you know, but everything was in 100 yen coins. Most of the donations were small. And 100 yen was $1, approximately $1, depending on the exchange rate. And so this was going on, and collections began to increase, and we started getting more and more. And at the same time, every morning, I was going to Japanese school to learn Japanese. And across the street from my school was the bank that I used. And so I had these canvas bags, big ones like this, and normally they would be full, and I would tie them together, and I would sling them over my shoulder, and I'd get on the train, and I'd go to my school first, and drop the bags of money next to my seat, and then, you know, the class would go on, and the Japanese teacher, to engage her students, sometimes would ask, she'd say, "Fukuru no naka ni nani ga arimasu ka?" So that means, "What's inside your bag?" And then I say, "Okane," which means money. Money. And so, in this way, it says, "Daitai ikura desu ka?" And that means, "About how much is in there?" And I said, "Oh, juman, nijuman, you know, 200,000 yen, 300,000 yen. And so I'd take this to the bank, and I had already counted it, but the bank, of course, are not going to take my word for it. They would count it themselves. And so they says, "No need for you to count it. We will count it. And no need for you to come every morning," because I was going there every day with a big bag of money. "We will send a car to your house." And so we had like our own private armored car come every morning and collect the money, and they would take my seal and they would count the money, deposit it into my account, and then stamp my bank book, and then in the evening they would return my bank book. And then this would continue and continue, and gradually our bank account began swelling. More and more and more and more and more money was coming in. And one of the first things we did is that Prabhupada wanted us to get ISKCON registered as a religious society. So we used, I think, $50,000 to buy a house in Tokyo, and started proceedings to get ISKCON registered in Japan. But at the same time, the bank account continued to swell and swell, and instead of just 100 yen coins, these boys were becoming more expert in collecting, and we started getting bags of satsu. Satsu means notes. 500 yen notes, 1,000 yen notes, and then sometimes ichiman. Ichiman means 10,000 yen notes. So we'd get these different donations, and when we had a large amount of money, we'd withdraw it and change it into dollars, and then smuggle it into India. Yes. Yeah. Well, what can we say? I can remember. Okay, that's true. Okay. What can I say? The quality of a Brahmin is he's truthful. Anyway, the money got here and was given to Srila Prabhupada. And there are different projects, not only this project, but other projects Prabhupada had, just as Toshan Krishna Prabhu was saying, that the devotees collected for New York and the devotees collected here, and Prabhupada took it and used it here. So this was what happened. So even to this day, Japan has been a very difficult place for devotees, to become devotees and making devotees, but they have contributed a lot. So, like I said, I wasn't here when the construction was going on. I had other activities, but now we can hear some of the difficulties and the hardships that some of those devotees had while they were here. So this is a little history that most people didn't know.